Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to respond to the distinguished Argentinian delegates about the issue of food sovereignty. The concept of food sovereignty reaffirms the inalienable and sovereign capacity of every country and its people to define its own food and agricultural systems. As highlighted by many government delegates, civil society participants and experts, the concept of food sovereignty reaffirms the right of people to development, the right to self-determination, and the right to dispose its own natural resources. It also states the right of people to their biocultural diversity, as well as to the right to healthy and diverse food produced in an agroecological way. The right to food sovereignty has been recognized in a number of instruments and documents at the international, regional, and national levels. For example, Committee on the Eradication of Discrimination Against Women, General Recommendation Number 34, says that states that parties should ensure the realization of the right to food and nutrition of rural women within the framework of food sovereignty. The Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophone adopted a resolution on land legislation for food sovereignty in 2012. CELAC, Committee of Latin American and Caribbean States, included the concept of food sovereignty in several presidential statements. ECOWAS, Economic Community of West African States, recognized food sovereignty as its main objective on agricultural policy. UN Organization of American States in its General Assembly adopted the Declaration of Cochabamba on food security with sovereignty in the Americas in 2012. The Latin American and Caribbean Parliament adopted the framework of law on the right to food, food security, and food sovereignty in 2012. The European Parliament has also acknowledged the need to respect the principle of food sovereignty. The notion of food sovereignty has been included in several constitutions and national legislations. This is the case in Ecuador, Bolivia, Nepal, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Senegal, Mali, Egypt, and the canton of Geneva. And my country's constitution also, and even though it doesn't use the word food sovereignty, alludes to it because it talks about the right to self-determination, the right to participation, the right to development, so many things, and the right to culture. So I think the food sovereignty is an agreed concept, and it's a concept that's used widely in many national and regional processes and international documents. So I really recommend that it's kept as it is. Thank you very much.